Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Naglan government spokesperson KG Kenye says talks on FNT inching towards final settlement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates Kartavya Bhavan 3 to nation. PM Sri Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalay Kohima hosting Northeast Cultural Meet. And MLA Y. Monbemo Humtsoy urges councillors to rise above political affiliations for public welfare. Now the news in detail. In a significant development, Naglan government spokesperson and minister KG Kenye has confirmed that talks on the Frontier Naglan Territory Authority are inching towards a settlement after more than a decade of confidential negotiations. He said this while addressing a press conference in Kohima this evening.
We are inching towards a final settlement. After all these years of it being wrapped under so much confidentiality.
Mr. Kenye noted that it was originally a bilateral dialogue between the Centre and the Eastern Naglan People's Organization, ENPO, since 2010. He said following the inclusion of the state government in the process last year, discussions have intensified, with the government now actively offering observations and recommendations. Cautioning that the road to resolution is complex and delicate, Mr. Kenye noted that the state government is treading carefully. Highlighting the sensitivity of the matter, he also stressed the broader implications of territorial reorganization for Nagaland.
Whether it is or worse, more result of inches, hours, of many. The last person is a full-fledged, bona fide citizen of our state.
The minister also acknowledged the political mandate and responsibility entrusted to the state government by its people. While emphasizing that the process is still underway and not finalized, Mr. Kenye assured that considerable progress has been made. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed pride in dedicating the Kartavya Bhavan 3 to the nation and highlighted it as an example of state-of-the-art infrastructure. Mr. Modi said, Kartavya Bhavan is a symbol of government's commitment and continuous efforts towards serving every individual. He added it will not only help in swiftly delivering government's policies and schemes to the people, but will also provide a new momentum to the nation's development. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista and is the first among several upcoming common Central Secretariat buildings. PM Sri Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalay, JNV Kohima, is currently hosting 24 JNVs from across Northeast India for the two-day Art in Education and Kala Utsav Meet 2025 under the aegis of Navodaya Vidyalay Samiti, Regional Office Shillong. The event, which began today, aims to celebrate and promote artistic expression among students through various cultural and creative activities. Nearly 200 students from JNVs across Nagaland, Manipur and Meghalaya are participating. Inaugurating the event, Additional Deputy Commissioner Kohima Rofukotyo Nudi emphasized the role of creativity in personality development, which is essential towards a Viksit Bharat.
Wholesome development of the personality of an individual requires development of the creativity of an individual, of every student in every aspect. Development of human resources and the development of human capital is becomes a vital aspect in our aim, in our vision to achieve the target, Viksit Bharat, a developed country.
He also noted the potential of the music industry as a viable career path and encouraged students to channel digital tools wisely in their creative journey. Principal of JNV Kohima, Mahesh Prasad Shivhare, expressed pride in hosting the event. He said, this year's Kala Utsav is special, adding that this is not just a competition, but a celebration of our unity in diversity. Highlighting the theme of this year's event, Viksit Bharat Vision for 2047, the principal invited students to envision and express what a developed India could look like as the nation approaches 100 years of independence. He urged all to pledge to encourage and respect each other's uniqueness and celebrate the diversity of the northeastern states.
As we begin this journey of art and friendship, let us pledge to encourage talent, respect each other's uniqueness, and celebrate this incredible diversity of the northeastern states.
Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended greetings to the Kamningan community on the occasion of Biam, the festival of gratitude for a bountiful harvest. Mr. Ryo hoped that the celebration would strengthen family ties, foster community unity, and renew the spirit of togetherness. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Y. Monbemo Humtsoy has encouraged elected councillors to rise above party affiliations and personal interests to work with unity for the welfare of the public. Speaking at the inauguration of the WTC Daily Market at Wokha Bazaar today, he emphasized the need for mutual respect, collective responsibility and inclusive governance. He urged the council to empower women and ensure equality within its structure. Mr. Humtsoy also stressed the need to improve drainage systems, cleanliness and form committees to explore schemes and growth opportunities. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were again disrupted by the opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. In Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments. Speaker Om Birla paid homage to the victims of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings in Japan.
घटना ने पहली बार विश्व को परमाणु बम के विनाशकारी दुष्प्रभावों से अवगत कराया था यह सभा विश्व को सामूहिक विनाश के हथियारों से मुक्त कराने के लिए अपनी प्रतिबद्धता पुनः दोहराती है तथा परमाणु हथियारों के उन्मूलन तथा वैश्विक शांति और स्वाद सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सामूहिक रूप से कार्य करने का संकल्प लेती है.
In the Rajya Sabha, leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the issue of point of order, saying that rules should be equal for everyone. The House passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Statement of Estimated Receipts and Expenditure of the State of Manipur for 2025-26 in both the Houses. Dimapur Municipal Council Employees Welfare Union has called off its agitation on the second day following a written assurance from DMC CEO to clear pending salaries and other benefits. The union stated that the decision to call off the strike was taken during the executive meeting of the union today, where they deliberated on the matter. Dimapur Municipal Council CEO has assured that 3 months' salaries would be cleared by August 20th and streamline employee benefits by October. He also assured that phase field deployment of DMC official staff would be implemented by September. And the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect Program 2025, featuring district-level youth parliament and debate competitions, was held today at Kohima College and Jubilee Memorial College Hall, Mokchong. The events featured mock youth parliaments on the theme Emergency Period in India. Addressing the event in Kohima, Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem emphasized youth engagement in democratic processes and national development. He also stressed on the value of soft skills such as analytical thinking, communication, empathy, and leadership. Vuru Thong from St. Joseph's College won the debate competition, while Kajol Kumari from Alder College secured the top spot in the youth parliament session. Meanwhile, gracing the program in Mokchong, Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Verma urged students to uphold constitutional values and understand the nation's democratic framework. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland government spokesperson KG Kenye says talks on FNT inching towards final settlement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates Kartavya Bhavan 3 to the nation. PM Sri Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya Kohima hosting Northeast Cultural Meet. And MLA Y. Monbhemo Humtsoy urges councillors to rise above political affiliations for public welfare. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.